se fue de Michoacán, que sí, porque solo llegó hasta Tijuana, porque no se cruzó a Estados Unidos.
Ah, sí.
¿No sabe por qué? ¿No se acuerda por qué?
Pues, ¿por qué no fuimos a Estados Unidos?
Ajá.
Es que a mí no me gusta Estados Unidos, hija.
¿No?
No.
¿Por qué?
No sé.
¿No?
No me gusta estar allá.
Hello and hola to those who speak Spanish. My name is Stephanie Cipres, and you just heard my 96-year-old grandmother respond to the question of why she didn't migrate to the U.S. Before I continue into the topic of this podcast, I wanted to give a little background of who I am or how I fit in this podcast. I'm a Mexican American woman. That means that I was born in the US, but I was born to Mexican parents. Both my families, from my mom's and my dad's side, are Mexican as well. I come from one of the many, many Mexican families who live in the who live close to the border to San Diego. So they obviously, or many in many cases, they decide to work in the US or give birth to their children in the US. So I'm one of them. When my mom was about to have me, she decided to cross to the border, have me, and then come back to Mexico and raise me in Mexico. So this is one of the reasons why, well, actually, this is why I consider myself Mexican American. And also, this is one of the reasons why I chose migration as my topic for all the projects of this class. I also wanted to say another reason why I chose this is that from the few trips that I've done in this past few years outside of America, and when I say America, I do mean the continent, I noticed how the Mexican population is very little, almost non-existent in other parts of the world. And I noticed this vividly when I studied for months in France. I can say with certainty that I saw maybe one or two Mexicans, which led me to think, why? Why do Mexicans are only seen prominently or in large scales in the US? It makes me think why Mexicans choose the US instead of other countries. Obviously, I am aware that there are various factors to this, but the reality is, as we've seen it, is indeed that Mexicans are in the millions in terms of migration to the US. And from what we've read in the book Sacrificing Families, it's also this almost the same case. We read how many families, or the families interviewed, migrated and wanted to migrate to the U.S. I couldn't help but compare their stories to the story of my grandmother and my father's stories. So these are reasons why I decided to make migration my topic for this class, and the reason why I decided to interview my grandmother, my father's mother, and my father as well. And as you heard in the beginning, it was her who was speaking. And also, I just want to clarify, if it wasn't clear, the interviews will be done in Spanish. And also, I wanted to give some sort of point of reference or an idea of who my grandmother is. She came from a state down south center of Mexico called Michoacán, and she migrated to the state of Baja California, where actually it's where I live, in a city called Rosarito, which is an hour away from San Diego. And so if you want and you can, I encourage you to look it up in the map so you can get an idea of the distance that she traveled and the proximity to the U.S. And actually, the first question that I asked my grandmother was the one that you guys heard in the beginning. In it, I asked her why she didn't cross to the U.S. Why did she stay in Tijuana? Shockingly enough, she simply said she didn't and doesn't like the U.S. She did say she doesn't know why she doesn't like it. And she, later on in the interview, she said that living in the U.S. is expensive. So obviously it's easy to live in the U.S. if you have the money. But if you don't, then how can you do it? And then the next question that I asked her was why she left her hometown.
Se fue de la Basilia.
¿Eh?
¿Por qué se fue de la Basilia cuando mi papá estaba así?
Ah, porque que porque me vine de la Basilia.
Ajá.
Por la pobreza, hija.
¿Sí?
Porque no tenemos ya de dónde vivir. Nos vinimos de allá por eso.
So essentially what my grandmother said was that it was poverty what drove her out of her town. Her, when at this time she had 4 children, including my dad, she didn't have anything to survive from, so that's why she left. And later on in the interview, she does say, or I ask her if she, before leaving her hometown, if she had ever heard about the United States, and she said no. It was only until Tijuana when she met or became aware of the United States. And she did say that it never interested her moving to the U.S., and I thought that was very shocking and interesting at the same time. Due to her poverty, to summarize her story, she had to leave her town. She had to leave some children behind. In this case, it was my father who she had to leave behind, because she was aware that if she wanted to find a job, she wouldn't be able to do it taking care of a newborn. So that's the story of my grandmother. In regards to my father, his answers did not differ that much from my grandmother's. So this will be the first recording of my dad. So I apologize for the sneeze. So what I asked my father was whether he had never thought about living permanently in the U.S., to which he quickly responded no. I proceeded by asking him about the American dream. He said that it wasn't his dream, nor was it the dream of his family. And then I proceeded to ask him about his childhood, in regards to their financial aspects, to which he answered that he considered his family at the time poor. I asked him for more details, and he said that he considered himself poor due to the fact that their lifestyle was limited. They couldn't spend money on many things, to which I understood that they only had money for food. He did say that even though he was poor, he never experienced a day in his life where he felt hunger. And the reason why I chose my dad and my grandmother for this podcast, it's because I couldn't help but compare their stories to the stories that we read in Sacrificing Families. So as I said, and we read in the book, the United States was the only answer. It was the only solution to these families. However, even though that my grandmother as well as my father experienced poverty, my grandmother experienced also domestic violence. And even though that it was hard, they never considered the U.S. as a solution. It wasn't the answer to their problems. And that just made me think of why, or I just simply thought it was really interesting how even though they have similarities in terms of their circumstances, they did not seek the U.S. And I understand that obviously there's aspects and other things that vary between families and immigrant families. However, I thought, like I said, it was really interesting how, for example, my dad told me that the only moment where he considered living in the U.S. was at when he was in college. He found himself stuck in his career. He didn't know what to do, so that's when he acquired a 2-year scholarship, moved to California, studied. However, after his scholarship ended, he didn't have a problem coming back to Mexico. He did not try to stay illegally in the U.S. He did not try to pursue a life in the U.S. And honestly, it just like really baffles me or really shocks me to see all these differences and ask why. My question to all of this is why. That's what I wanted to talk about in this podcast, to which I titled A Life in the U.S., to which my grandmother and my father said, no.